Brothers and sisters in Christ, at every Mass now, since the new translation of the Mass has been out about these past 10 years, we have those words spoken to us that we are formed by divine teaching before we say the Our Father. And so we dare to say these words. It's important to think about the fact that that Jesus taught this prayer. And he taught it in the person of the Holy Trinity that he is. He taught us how the conversation goes between the Father and the Son, and was giving us the way to be able to speak to God. The disciples are saying, we don't know how to pray as we ought. And if we think about it, we can often get to that place in our lives where we run out of things to say to God, or we don't know, the situation is so difficult or so troublesome that we don't know what to say. It's important to remember that we were formed by divine teaching, and that we do have the ability to say what can't be spoken. We say the name of God. And we do that because Christ taught us to do it, gave us the power to speak to him. And so as we hear Jesus again on the Sermon on the Mount teaching us about prayer, yesterday to go to our inner room and close our door and speak to our Father in secret, now today he's telling us what to say. We'll never fail in prayer if we say this prayer. If we're speaking to our Heavenly Father, we'll be able to move mountains. We'll be able to receive anything that we need. Jesus says, if you ask anything in prayer, if two or three of you are gathered in my name, that the Father will give you all that you ask for. And so we are able to move mountains by praying this prayer. And we say it at every Mass. The Mass isn't complete if you don't pray the Our Father together. And so we do this because we're able to, we are formed by divine teaching. We dare to say these words of Christ. And hopefully we say them as frequently as we can so that we can follow the example of these martyrs today, St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher, who stood up to the way everybody else in the culture was going. They decided, no, we're going to stay true to marriage between one man and one woman. We're going to stand up. We're going to stand strong. We dare to do that because we stand before Almighty God. So let's pray for the grace to follow their example, to pray as they prayed, and to receive all that they received from God's grace, especially as we do at this Mass, the gift of his Son, our daily bread.